With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. During the partial government shutdown, federal workers not only missed out on their paydays, they also lost time. And locally, that created a loss of data, research, and business opportunities. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
It's the first week back in the office for Elliot Hazen. He works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, in Monterey. Handmade cards from his kids are pinned to his office wall. Hazen looks over a crowded Google Calendar on his computer. There's a lot of work to catch up on.
We realize we're not going to be able to do everything. We're just inherently going to have to lose some of the projects or leave behind some of the projects that we were working on.
One project in limbo is ocean data collection. Four times a year, research vessels head out to sea to collect all sorts of data for NOAA, from water temperatures to what marine animals are where.
So it's really a holistic survey that gives us four data points a year as to what is happening in our backyard.
NOAA relies on this data. The vessels were supposed to head out in early January, but the shutdown kept them docked. Hazen says they're trying to reschedule the trip and hopefully avoid the first winter data gap in about 70 years. But for now, plans are up in the air.
The immediacy of science doesn't take a break, and so whenever we take a break from doing that research, it just adds that much more time to what we need to do.
The 35-day partial government shutdown has also affected research at Pinnacles National Park. Park ranger Beth Hudick says some scientific data is forever lost. She walks along a trail that hugs a stream.
Just for a small example, we've been collecting weather data since the 1930s. And this is the largest gap, or at least one of the largest gaps in our records since World War II. So that's not something that we'll ever be able to get back.
With just a skeleton staff working at Pinnacles, she says there was also an uptick in illegal activity during the shutdown.
We've had condors harassed by drones, which was really sad. You know, they're a critically endangered bird, and to see that, it was disheartening.
Now that all staff members are back, Hudick says clearing storm damage has been a priority as visitors are welcomed back. Rock slides and downed trees piled up along with trash. Meanwhile, the possibility of another shutdown weighs on everyone's minds.
It's a lot of waiting, a lot of watching the news.
Stephanie and Matt Gallagly sit side by side in their Carmel Valley office.
There are a lot of people out there that you would never think were affected by this shutdown, but are.
Like the Gallaglys. The couple has a small digital marketing business called Trail Guide Technology Services. They're hoping their loan through the U.S. Small Business Administration will process in time. They were about to send in their application when the government shut down.
Just because the government's back open, there's such a backlog, so the loan hasn't come through. We haven't been able to put our plan into operation.
Their plan was to hire a new employee to help grow their company.
You start thinking about sort of the unknown, you know, the perfect employee that could have been out there that we didn't hire.
It's kind of nerve-wracking day by day, wondering, like, will the loan go through today? Will we get the money? Or do we still have to wait and feel like the future of our business growth is dependent on a compromise about a border wall or not a compromise?
Unless a compromise is reached, the government is only funded through February 15th, meaning another shutdown is possible in 2 weeks. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.